This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
The other one that I wanted to get into is Bart Scott. So Bart Scott was on ESPN making some predictions, and he was pressed about a certain game with the 49ers, right? And about a specific team that he's picking against. And remember, we're talking about Bart Scott here, right? So Damian Woody takes umbrage with Bart Scott's comments and ends up challenging him for a prediction. Go ahead, shoot, Sean. Show it to him.
Everybody's in love with Jalen Hurts this week. Everybody went out and bought jerseys. Jersey sales up 500%. But I tell you what, I bet you the Philadelphia fans didn't do. They didn't pop that tag off. They tucked it in. Because this week, they're going to be returning all those jerseys. Because they got the San Francisco 49ers that look elite. So listen, don't worry about it. Same thing McLeod make you cry.
So you can't wait to see them all returning their jerseys.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to be spraying Febreze on there. I didn't wear it. I promise I didn't. I
like hold it. On, Brie. Bartholomew. You Bartholomew. I got to do like your mama do you. Bartholomew.
First of all, I'm a boy, man.
Okay, Bartholomew, I got to holler at you about the Philadelphia Eagles, okay? I got to holler at you about the first of all, you're talking about the San Francisco 49ers elite. Did we watch the San Francisco 49ers, the same team that allowed the Detroit Lions to come all the way back in that game? They almost Let me tell you something about the Philadelphia Eagles. One thing I know. I'm a big boy. I understand line play. Them boys are elite up front on both sides of the football. Okay. They got young dogs on offense, on the offensive side of football, as far as offensive skill guys.
What about defense?
Okay. I'm talking about the defensive line. They got big dogs on the defensive line that can eat. And you know that's where it starts at. Where it starts, Bart.
Can we have one shot? Can we have one shot?
Get this one shot.
Okay, listen.
Come on.
I bet you that if the 49ers lose to the Philadelphia Eagles, I'll shave my eyebrow off. What say you?
Oh, my God.
What say you?
Oh.
What say you?
Let's see.
Yeah, we know you'll be beating your face up. You're going to be drawing your eyebrows on. Put your money where your mouth is, Steve. Put your eyebrows up right or left one. I don't care if you smell what the Rock is cooking.
All right. Apparently, there's an echo, folks are saying, but he bet that he would shave his eyebrows. Now, I didn't see Damian Woody take up the bet, because Damian Woody got a little Tyron Woodley. And from now on, Tyron Woodley will be the word that we'll use for people who back out of bets and don't live up to their word. You know what I mean? Because Tyron Woodley definitely did not. He made the bet. I saw the video. He shook hands on it. Then later on, acted like it never happened and he never made a commitment to it. And then after he lost, he didn't get the tattoo and made every excuse in the book after that. He completely punked out. And then he was like, well, you know, oh, I'll get the tattoo if you give me the rematch, because he wanted more money. You should have lived up to the bet, bro. In fact, how about this? Why don't you try to win the fight instead? That would have been better than losing to a YouTuber. But anyway, he went Tyron Woodley on him. But I would love to see that bet, because that would be funny. I would be rooting for it's hard for me to root for the Eagles, because like their fans are like maybe the worst fan base next to the English hooligans, right? No, not Jet fans and not Gator fans and not Notre Dame fans. No. We got obnoxious Canes fans. Well, I don't know. Do we have any more? No, I think the Canes fans lost their credit. They can't be obnoxious anymore. Because you'd be ignorant if you're obnoxious if you're a Canes fan. Right? There's no way you can be a cocky Canes fan, because that's kind of stupid. Right? You're like a complete moron if you're a cocky Canes fan, because you can't beat anybody, so why would you try to even brag about it? So let's just say, you know, certain fans are pretty bad, and the Eagles are probably the worst fan base that there is out there next to the English hooligans. So it's hard for me to wish, you know, want them to do well. I don't want them to do well. But if Bart Scott has to shave off his eyebrows, then yeah, I would love to see that. That would be funny. Would he then paint on his eyebrows is the question.